Billy would tell me it was always my fault, she said. And when you hear that so often, you begin to believe it. Questioned why she hadn't left the relationship, Jane told the court that Billy had threatened to kill her if she did. And he had also threatened to kill her parents and her sisters.
And did you take those threats seriously? Asked her lawyer.
Yes, replied Jane. I knew he would do it. There was no way out. Under cross-examination, Jane admitted that she wanted Billy dead and had tried to hire someone to kill him. Crown attorney Blaine Allaby asked her if she was aware of a shelter for battered women in Halifax. Wasn't there indeed another way out? Asked the attorney. If I had tried to leave, there would have been more people dead besides Billy, said Jane. She told the court how Billy had bragged that he had killed before. He told her that he had thrown a man overboard on a fishing boat. So she had no doubts he would follow through on his threats. His two previous wives had left him, said Jane, and he always said he wouldn't be a three-time loser. In his closing arguments, Alan Ferrier told the jury that Jane shot Billy as an impulsive reaction to what he said to her that evening. He intended to burn down their neighbor's trailer with them in it and to harm Jane's son. And, given her violent history with Billy Stafford, she had every reason to believe him. Jane reacted out of a protective nature, and her actions were neither deliberate nor planned. Ferrier then addressed the issue of battered wife syndrome. Jane Stafford was a prisoner in her own home, said Ferrier. He went on to say that the expert testimony from psychologists and psychiatrists who had examined Jane spoke of her victimization and how it had amounted to a psychological paralysis. A woman suffering from battered wife syndrome develops a feeling of powerlessness, becomes passive, and is blind to other options, said the defense lawyer. It is a learned helplessness, which explains why the battered woman does not leave her abuser, continued Ferrier. In short, Jane Stafford was trapped in the relationship and reacted in self-defense. In his closing arguments, Crown Attorney Allaby stated that the Stafford murder trial was indeed an important case for battered women in Canada. And while he believed that Billy Stafford was a batterer and a bully, he was not the person on trial. Jane Stafford was, for first-degree murder. It was the Crown's contention that Jane had planned Billy's murder. She had been unsuccessful in trying to hire someone to kill him, so she waited. Then, on the night of March 11, 1982, she finally saw her opportunity when he was passed out drunk in his truck.
We may sympathize with Jane Stafford and her situation, said Allaby, but the law is the law, and what Jane Stafford did was planned and deliberate. And therefore, as to the charge of first-degree murder, you must return with a verdict of guilty.
In his remarks to the jury, Justice Charles Birchall advised them that they could return with one of four verdicts: guilty of first-degree murder, guilty of second-degree murder, guilty of manslaughter, or not guilty. He then explained how each verdict could be reached. The jurors had heard from 46 witnesses in total, and the trial had lasted 2.5 weeks. On the morning of Saturday, November 20th, 1982, 17 hours after they had begun their deliberations, the jury announced that they had reached a verdict. Jane sat motionless beside her lawyer. If found guilty of first-degree murder, she would be going to prison for a very long time. She had already said emotional goodbyes to her three sons the night before.
Hang in there, Jane, whispered Alan Ferrier. It's almost over.
Jane could barely hear him over the sound of her own heart pounding in her chest as she stood waiting for the verdict.
Not guilty, said the jury foreman.
Praise the Lord,
someone shouted before applause and cheers rang out in the courtroom. Jane couldn't believe what she had just heard. She felt faint. Ferrier grabbed Jane's arm and hung on to her. With the verdict, the jury of 10 men and one woman seemed to be expressing a sentiment shared across rural Queens County and the rest of the country. Jane Stafford was justified in shooting her violent, abusive husband, Billy. Moments after the verdict was read, Jane and her lawyer walked out of the Liverpool courthouse to a cheering crowd and dozens of reporters.
"How do you feel?" asked the waiting press.
"Super," Jane replied. But in the back of her mind, she later admitted to feeling uneasy. She had prepared herself for the worst, and she did not know how to accept the best. She had killed a man, and now she was free to go, free to move on with her life. But in her gut, she knew it couldn't be that easy. And sadly, she was right.